Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Another week begins as the midterm election gets shorter and shorter. Joining me now from somewhere deep in the hot Louisiana, Lake Charles, very possibly, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It is great to be with you again.
So, I have noticed that you have been quite prolific with some of the things you've been writing and everything else. Where would you like to start off first?
Well, I want to ask you, I'm just getting back into workouts. You said you were going for private classes. How were you able to tackle it last week?
I wasn't able to tackle it last week. I went back today. I felt sort of junky all the week last week. I was lucky that I did as much work as I managed to pull off. And I mean, it was just some sort of lingering, not going away kind of sensation. I don't know what it was. You want to know what bothered me the most about it? Everybody's like, "Do you have COVID?" Like, that's the only thing you can catch nowadays is COVID. So I don't know what I had.
I caught a stomach bug almost 2 months ago, and I'm just now shaking my way through. It's hard.
Do you think you had COVID?
Well, there are a bunch of people in Chicago who wish they had COVID.
Yeah.
There were 23 people shot over the weekend. Now, those are the lucky ones. They're wounded. They've gotten to the hospital. They may survive. 8 additional ones did not. Wow. That was... Now, that's neither good nor bad. That's about average. That's what it was last weekend, too. We had about 400 people a month from Chicago who were shot. The total now, when I looked this morning, was 2,399, almost 2,400 people shot by the drug gangs in Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. And this is the capital of gun control.
Indeed it is, and it's, you know. But it's not their fault. It's not their policy's fault. It's that everybody else has guns. If you didn't have guns.
Well, have you ever been on an island? Have you lived on one?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, people on an island tend to be a little bit more relaxed because they go, "You want to steal my bike? Where are you going to go with it?
You can't."
Well, Coney Island is not really an island. It's an amusement park. But where 5 people were shot this weekend, actually not even over the whole weekend, just before midnight on Sunday. Unfortunately, one of them was murdered. One of them died. A 42-year-old man was shot in the neck. The other 4 victims are stable, and they did not look like gangbang teenagers. A 46-year-old, a 49-year-old woman, a 34-year-old. So they're a bunch of typically gangbangers who are just throwing shots at the crowd. What often happens here is they basically threaten the merchants, "Hey, if you don't pay up, we're going to ruin business on the island." So it's an extortion racket. Now, of course, New York Governor Kathy Hochul held a press conference and boasted about New York's latest gun control, describing New York as a national model for firearm safety.
Yeah.
they're saying, look what we did. We've got universal background checks and high-capacity magazine bans and people getting shot left, right, and center. Oh,
and she also got out there and said, if you're a Republican, get out of New York.
That's right. She basically repeated Cuomo's old, you know, there's no place for conservatives in New York, which a lot of people upstate agreed with him and said goodbye. Well, the sad news is it turns out that letting criminals and addicts back on the street causes more crime. Who would have imagined that? It's not, well, think of it, Bill. Gun control has an impossible job. We defend ourselves 1.7 million times a year. Criminals kill, what, 6,000 people? So if we're going to save lives that criminals take, we're going to disarm a lot of the good guys and make a lot of unarmed victims. It never leads to reduced crime.
Well, and the thing... One of the problems that you have in any state when you're running a state is the way you run the state, the way you fund the state, is taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some crazy reason, which I know a few Republicans in New York State, if for some crazy reason those 5.4 million did decide to leave New York, New York goes out of business.
Could have happened to a nicer bunch of...
Yeah, but I mean, the 1.5 million that have already left, those are the ones that can actually afford to leave. And they're the ones that took businesses with them.
Right.
So, you know, I myself, in my secret little dark heart, I sit back when these leftists start talking this nonsense and trumpeting these accomplishments that they've managed to do. And first of all, I think about Gina Unilee, who I've talked about her a couple of times. She was a young lady. She probably wasn't a pro-gun person, but she was not allowed to be a pro-gun person. And somebody followed her into her apartment just because they noticed her and stabbed her 51 times in her own tub.
Right.
And that happens far more often than it should. You know, that's right, snatched right out of Death Wish. That's the way the first assault happens in the first, in the original movie of Death Wish. They follow him home. And I myself, if I could facilitate it, I would take those 5.4 million Republicans out of there and put them somewhere better and let New York have at it.
Right.
Have at it. And you know, I sit back and constantly that you're already seeing a bunch of the AOC backed people are not winning. I think she's lost 8 out of 10 elections of the people that she's endorsed.
Yeah,
but this is what New York wanted.
It is passing strange to me that a governor of any political party, politics should be set aside, would look at hardworking people and say, I know you're paying your own way. I know you're, in fact, maybe providing jobs for others, and we don't want you here?
Yep.
That just sounds insane.
It is insane. And I you know, the insanity, I mean, who would have thunk that Hochul would be worse than Cuomo?
Than Cuomo. Okay, we've got to talk when we come back about the New York State Fair.
Okay.
And the Dems trying to turn it into a gun-free zone. But that's when we come back.
That's when we come back. Tell them how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It runs about 20 minutes once a week. And I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's an ensemble that runs 90 minutes. But the SAF sponsors it. A lot of good thoughts on there. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at MLN Shooting Sports News, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
We'll be right back.
Somehow we have enough to talk about.
Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse.
Bill, you would think a government agency with the benign-sounding name Department of Agriculture and Markets. You think, man, they're into cucumbers and grapes. No. It's New York State. They're into politics. They run the state fair, and they've told even off-duty cops you're not allowed to carry at the New York State Fair.
Hmm.
Because off-duty cops have been such a big problem in the past? No. No, 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 no. It's just pure politics. They used the New York State Police, happens to be Troop D, whichever barracks that is, sends a message to all the sheriffs and police departments in New York State saying, don't come if you're carrying. That's just, by the way, they didn't consult any of the police agencies before they said that. Wow. That to me is just, you were talking about Kathy Hochul being arrogant.
Right.
I'm just, yeah, it's got to be it on spades. They think they are a law unto themselves. It's really sad.
Yeah, the biggest problem that I see with that, though, is what happens when they get everything they want. They're not going to be able to manage that.
What you thinking?
Well, see, government, all these people in government that you're talking about, the arrogance and all these other things, if they were actually gifted somehow with all of that control, they couldn't control it. Law enforcement doesn't make a community safe. It's the people in the community that live in the community that keeps the community safe. The law-abiding keep the community safe.
That is so critical. Places that have, quote, high crime or low crime, we're talking about the activities of less than 1% of the community.
Right.
So the question is, what do we do with the very small fraction of our fellow citizens who either will or won't behave themselves? And that then, because when you have a bad guy who's going to go, you know, commit a violent crime often a couple times a week, yeah, that can make your community a mess.
Yes.
People don't feel safe.
Well, I mean, why would it be safe if let's think of something here. So with the restrictive regime that is in place, let's just say in New York, can't, even though they've been told you're supposed to let people have guns, now they fixed it to where it's such a tripwire mesh of nonsense that anybody who actually negotiates that, it's going to take them quite a while to do that.
Yes.
So, but in the interim, the criminals, they don't go through none of that stuff, so they're going to keep on being criminals. You have a breakdown of, New York City itself is becoming less, is hollowing out.
Right.
With all that advent of working at home and remoting and everything, all of these businesses that used to support these buildings and these blocks of buildings, because in New York they're all little circular little compounds, if you will. Now that nobody has to come to work at the building, those businesses are going out of business too. So pretty soon they're just going to be, is going to make escape. It'll look like Escape from New York. And that's just in that city. Now, of course, in the state itself is a whole different thing.
Right.
But, anyway.
Yeah, and let's not make the mistake that so many New Yorkers make and think that New York State is New York City. There's not. But speaking of arrogance, I wish, what do they say? What's the joke about Las Vegas? What happens in Las Vegas stays? Well, what happens in New York doesn't stay there. California basically copied New York with another anti-gun bill that would, as New York did, label all kinds of places as sensitive. Places as exotic as schools, courts, hospitals, medical facilities, airports. Now, we didn't say the secure part of airports. We just said airports. Airports, we don't even know if that includes the parking lot. Public transportation. So you want to park your car in a city lot? Is that public transportation? Bars. We didn't say if you drank, just a bar. Public parks. Because what? Criminals are going to give up their guns there? Casinos, churches, libraries. It goes on and on from there. Now, it was interesting. All those sensitive places, during the recent Bruin Supreme Court decision, Thomas said, look, you can't turn the state into a bunch of sensitive places. Because, for example, they talked about Grand Central Station and Times Square. He said, no, those are common areas. Ordinary people have the right to be there, and they should be armed. Well, when New York did this, I believe it was GOA who already brought suit and said, we want a writ of mandamus, which basically says, look to a government entity, you know what the law is, we insist you obey it. So take this existing law that makes so much of New York a gun-free zone and say it's illegal, hold it in abeyance until we get through suing you thoroughly.
Right.
And that's sitting in front of a judge right now. Wow. Wow.
We'll see. We'll see what we get out of it. Maybe it needs to be granted. It needs to be, the judge needs to jump on that. But I mean, it's never going to stop. We're always going to be constantly butting up against these guys because they always want to be in charge.
They do. Well, and look, there's a lot we'll let them be in charge of, but my safety and my family's safety, not so much. Keep your hands off.
Yeah.
Heading
into the break, tell everybody how to find you.
Oops, I'm so sorry, Bill.
No problem.
Yes. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My little blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Ammo Land, shooting, sports, news. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Because this is America, and there's always something new going sideways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi is easing warnings about flooding in the state. The mayor urging residents to evacuate over the weekend, but spokesperson Melissa Payne says there are no reports of any water in any homes. Record numbers of illegal immigrants continue to cross the southern border, fueling a debate over what to do with them. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reinforced his position during a campaign stop over the weekend.
We are busing them to New York City and to Washington, D.C.
Another bus of illegal immigrants arriving in the Big Apple Saturday. Leaders without proof claiming some are being sent against their will without knowing where they're going. The White House announced President Biden will spend Labor Day in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. Biden carried Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in the 2020 election by slim margins. USA Radio News. A Republican senator says he supports FBI whistleblowers.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin has confidence in the FBI whistleblowers who've reportedly stepped forward to GOP investigators amid claims that the agency committed a host of violations in the Hunter Biden laptop case. The senator claims the files taken by the FBI may have contained incriminating evidence against the FBI.
To me, that's what this has always been about, a dispute over national records, presidential records, and the classification and who has the authority to do so. So what I'm concerned about is that some of those documents might have been those responsive documents, might have had embarrassing, possibly incriminating information against the FBI. Now we're not going to ever see those again either.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden back at the White House Monday after spending the majority of August on vacation. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. That was going sideways. Speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So, yes, sir.
Bill, you were talking about how arrogant government officials can't manage their own bureaucracies. Two things came to mind. I was looking at these California laws, how you know, there have been almost no problems with concealed carry holders in California, but now you must submit a character reference. Remember the Supreme Court said you have to issue licenses based on an objective standard?
Right.
Well, they're going to require an in-person interview. Why? I mean, that was originally done to measure your skin color and find out, you know, it's illegal to give black people guns in New York State. And they want three character references where one has to be a spouse or somebody who's living with you. And you go, so if I'm not married, don't have a girlfriend, and don't have a roommate, I can't get a firearms permit?
Yep.
It's just like, did you guys make this up? Were you sober when you invented these laws? This is just stupid. Anyway.
You almost have to admire their speed with the way they accomplished this, too, throwing that out there. New York and California both did that.
Right.
Totalitarian states are very nimble.
Okay. Now we're going to go 180 degrees from that. Somebody you and I both respect and admire. And as I jokingly say, when you absolutely, positively need to sue someone by 10 o'clock, you call the Second Amendment Foundation.
Yeah.
And they filed suit in the Ninth Circuit challenging a California's new gun control ban. This one is on, quote, communication, advertising, and marketing of products and information that may be seen by young people and by current or potential gun owners. So this says that any member of the, quote, firearms industry members, quote, can't advertise, market, or arrange for placement of advertising or marketing concerning any firearms-related product in a way that's, quote, attractive to minors. You realize they just asked they just outlawed every Ruger ball cap.
Yeah.
Old Magpul online video.
Yeah. That's now, are they going to police those?
Say again?
Are they going to police those? Are they going to be going after Chris Costa and Travis Haley for their Magpul Dynamics series that they did, where everybody was just loving that stuff and look at that and go, oh, this is
clever guys, and they had that beautiful redhead in there too. I forgot her name.
Yeah.
I wonder is, okay, I've got this nothing blog. If I walk around California with a Magpul hat, is that advertising?
So,
am I now guilty? Here, officer, arrest me, please.
See, one thing that I caught this, and see, California, yes, I would say they would actually try to do something like that. A guy in California ordered a Batmobile from a guy in Ohio who builds Batmobiles.
Think
the Michael Keaton Batmobile. That one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the guy, and a Batmobile apparently costs like $180,000-$200,000. So the dude, there's a series of payments you have to meet, and if you don't meet them, then you go to the back of the line. And this particular guy in California went to the back of the line because he didn't meet the payments.
Okay.
He did finally pay up, but then he was in the back of the line. So he got with his buddy the sheriff in one of the California counties. And they put a bunch of cops on a plane and staged a raid in Ohio.
Oh, my God. That sounds like such a southern redneck sheriff thing to do.
Well,
coming out of California.
And now it's bounced back and hitting them, and they're finding out, well, we can't do this. But, you know, California has, they've got all these little things that are supposed to reach out, and that's a violation of the Commerce Clause.
A yes.
Very much maligned Commerce Clause. So, California, nothing surprises me they try to come up with, because they think they run everything. They're all being masters of time, space, and dimension.
Okay. Well, something as innocuous as the Civilian Marksmanship Program, established, a century ago, to promote rifle marksmanship amongst U.S. citizens. They used to sell surplus refurbished military-grade rifles to say, here, go learn long-range marksmanship with a M1 Garand. And they said, ooh, you realize we might be considered a firearms industry member if we send an email to someone in California and a 17-year-old or 18-year-old reads it. They said, okay, you have to tell us who you are and your age and where you are so we can safely send emails again. Wow. This could get insane.
Well, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to start pressing this. I'm going to start pressing this. These states like New York and California,
yeah,
where they absolutely think that they run everything and they can apply whatever laws whenever they want to apply them, we need to just pull out of there. We need to stop worrying about them. Let them be what they want to be. Let them do what they want to do. And for the conservatives and for the people that are normal people, the Republicans, the gun owners, and all this other stuff, you guys are going to have to make a choice. And it's unfortunate.
Right.
But I've heard a lot of people say over and over, well, you know, this is my home, and I'm going to fight to keep. And then I've seen so many of them finally realize and come to the conclusion that they can't change it. You don't stay with the ship when it's sinking. And this is a societal sinking in these states where they're pushing that.
And the way I argued it was, what model would you like your children to grow up in? I understand they have your kitchen table as part of the culture when they grow up. And you're probably pretty squared away. But the rest of the time, would you rather have them immersed in California or Arizona or Texas or Florida?
Yeah. Well, right now, it'd probably be Florida.
Tennessee. There are a number we could choose.
Yeah.
I'm gonna again whiplash here. Texas brought us some good news that was unexpected. Remember, they passed permitless carry. Ooh, when was that? Early this year, right?
Yep.
February, I think. When they did, there was an amendment that said, hey, we should really do this for people who are 18 years and older. That did not pass. So it's 21 years of age or older.
Right.
Well, a historical review of gun ownership when the Second Amendment, and in fact the entire Bill of Rights, was ratified, said that, no, hold on, guys. Then 17, 18, and 19-year-olds were considered to bear arms in the militia. Therefore, this constitutional carry law violates the constitutional rights of 18 through 20-year-olds in that it prevents them from legally carrying a handgun in public. And you need to have a way to do that. Wow. Now, so what might look like a solution? They could say, okay, 18, 19, 21, so constitutional carry, permitless carry applies to you. Fine. Or, which they don't now do, the state of Texas could say, yeah, remember in our law where we said, yeah, you had to be 21 to get a carry permit? Would we? Yep, I did it again. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, who, you know, when you get lost telling a story, man, like, and we hear the music coming up. That's why we hear the music coming up, so we know, okay, I got to.
All right, good on me.
I was really into that. I was enjoying that. So, anyway, I never worry about that stuff. It happens all the time.
But to me, it's amazing that a great law in Texas, constitutional carry, gets examined closely to see whether it comports with the U.S. Constitution, and they say, not so fast. You have a bigger problem here.
Right.
You disenfranchised 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. 17 will argue, but the 18, 19, 20, yeah, you can't skate on that. What are you going to do? How are you going to fix it? Now, the judge then said, okay, rather than make constitutional carry, that their constitutional carry law making that invalid, they said, I'm going to put a stay on this. Y'all need to fix it. So one way is say, okay, what do 18-year-olds get permitless carry? Or would we say, yeah, we really want you to go to a class first, go to the range, shoot a little bit, let's watch you, treat them like we would if they were going to go get their concealed carry license.
Sure.
Good. All right. But now, I wonder if here's where smart politicians who are smarter than I, does a guy go, I'm going to appeal this, not because I want the judge to rule in my favor, but so we will get this decision enforced in the entire Fifth Circuit. Ooh, that's where smart guys earn their money.
I've seen how this is unfolding, and I'm very curious to see where it goes because Texas, Florida. Do you ever ask yourself, I don't even know who is the governor of Louisiana. Who's the governor of Louisiana?
John Bel Edwards, the Democrat.
Okay. Well, then that answers that. Louisiana is a very weird state because it's full of conservatives and run by Democrats most of the time. Very corrupt Democrats. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. New Orleans and Shreveport are legendary.
Yeah. But back to what I was saying, Texas, the legislators there, they don't appear to be too afraid of too much putting it out there, and this is a interesting way to get to complete and total freedom, as far as I'm concerned. But it'll be interesting to watch how it unfolds.
We live in interesting times, which makes our job interesting, but easy. But wow. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you what tomorrow will bring.
Indeed.
On the other hand, have you met Alan Beck?
I have never met Alan Beck. I have met Stephen, but I have never met Alan.
I met them both at the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's a free event. If you want to meet some of the best minds who are fighting for our freedom, you can show up, buy a drink, sit in the corner, and learn a lot. But Hawaii bent a knee to, I'm going to credit Alan and Firearms Policy Coalition. It's extremely anti-gun. And, you know, and for a tropical paradise, boy, how to blemish your rep. But after Bruin, they said, yeah, whoops, we got to do something. So they're saying, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you can now apply. But, okay, there's firearms proficiency tests, passport app. You have to turn in a mental health form. And I want to know if that's going to pass the, quote, objective. Now, here's another problem, which will be the next thing that, if not Alan, then maybe Steve will tackle. You have to be a resident of Hawaii. Well, why? Does that mean visitors don't have constitutional rights?
Right.
We're going to go there. The question is just when.
Well, I mean, with the Young case, I don't know if you, some of the details of the Young case that Beck took up, Mr. Young decided he wanted to carry everything the cops carried. So he wanted to have a permit to carry outside the waistband a gun, a taser, a baton, handcuffs. He wanted to carry everything they could carry.
Right.
So, I was wondering how Hawaii was going to, try to say that they were complying with this. And Hawaii, they're also good for their shenanigans and everything. The whole island thing really comes into play with them. So
I think the Ninth tried to throw the Young case all the way back down to the lowest possible court to start the clock over and make them relitigate it. But they've got the other problem of, oh, yeah, there are people who want their permits now, and they're going to sue us, oh, probably tomorrow, if we don't give some answer to how they can get a permit. So, oh, Alan's not running out of work. I oh, my gosh. Which brings up another point. Remember how we used to rag on the NRA and say, hey, why don't they have my freedoms all squared away for me yet? That was me. I admit it when I was younger. You remember that time, right, Bill?
I did, but I was always asking myself, how's this going to work? How do I just pay them $25 and I don't have to do anything anymore? This seems sort of silly. Because I didn't really get political till I came out of the military.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the NRA... this all started when I was reading about Bloomberg, who was inadvertently said it out loud. Hey, we want political power. Hey, we want to disarm teachers. Hey, we want to make sure that college campuses are become gun-free zones again. Wow. And then I remembered that, wait a minute, schools used to be able to apply to the NRA for grants, and the NRA would help fund a security survey, an audit of the school. Hey, if you want, yes, let's make your school safer. How could a bad guy look at your school? And they were qualifying police in that state to go look. Great. Yeah, the NRA is not doing that anymore. They didn't fund a single grant last year for a school safety audit. And I figure they're too busy paying Wayne's legal bills to worry about our kids' safety.
Yeah, Wayne's got a few of those. Well, I don't know if it's Wayne's legal bills or just, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, but if you need to be disappointed in the NRA, you can. And if you want to make an impact on your own liberty, step up and drop a couple bucks in the kitty, whether it's the Firearms Policy Coalition, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, there's so many from which to choose. Put some skin in the game, because it's your freedom they're fighting for.
Right.
Where else shall we go with just a minute left?
Well, I think we ought to reinforce that you just said, because one thing to remember about right now, we've got Republicans. They should look like the Harlem Globetrotters right now politically. They should be passing the ball and, you know, throwing it behind their back, spinning it on their finger because of what the Democrats have gifted them.
Yes.
And instead, they're being very, very quiet about this. So it is very good to support organizations like NRA, GOA, SAF, all these others. It's very good to support them, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't. Right. It only begins there. That's just you getting out there and doing your thing. You got congressmen, you got senators, you got to call them. You got to call them. And a senator, or if a senator gets 50 notifications in most cases about something that actually makes it to him about any certain subject, you can change his vote. So,
right.
Now we're out of time. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
Oh, and you brought up so much to talk about. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Mine's the little one if you get confused. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing, like many of Bill's commenters, is picked up and carried at Ammoland Shooting Sports News. Bill, who's coming up next?
Dan.
Ah.
Dan Zimmerman from Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.